This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 524, The Hidden Process Behind IELTS Scoring.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll find out exactly who grades your IELTS essays and speaking exam, and how many times you're graded for a peek behind the scenes of IELTS.
Hey, Jessica, how many coffees have you had today?
Okay, well, I don't think I would have made that sound if I had had no coffee. There you go. There's some past perfect conditionals for you guys. That was amazing grammar.
Thank you for that advanced grammar. Very good, very good.
You know, people are always asking, when do we use it? Answer, almost never, unless you've had coffee. There you go. Right. So I'm going to say I've already had 3 cups of coffee this morning.
That's fair.
Is that bad? Right?
That's fair. Hey, you know, good stuff.
I do try and cut myself off, though. I have a cutoff time of 4 p.m. I don't have any caffeine after 4 p.m. And honestly, I don't think caffeine affects my sleep, like, at all. I think I could have a double espresso and, like, go to sleep. But I just need it so I just don't keep drinking coffee all day.
Love that. That's so funny.
Does caffeine keep you awake? Like, have you ever had a problem like that?
I think not too much, really. Like, I also try to stop around 5 or 6. I don't drink after 6 p.m. But yeah, occasionally when I'm really fired up about something else, then it combines with caffeine. Or if I get like a cold brew, that's actually so delicious and rich and creamy. I had it on Saturday and it was I treated myself. You know, normally I just get the basic iced coffee because it's the cheapest kind. But Saturday I said, no, I'm going to treat myself and get a cold brew.
Well, it takes a long time too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it takes a long time. And it comes out like all creamy and it's just so nice. It's so good. It's so worth the extra dollar. So
if any listeners want to get Lindsay a Valentine's Day present, send her coffee.
That's what you should send me. Oh, yeah. That'll get to my heart.
Why is the process? Because we're going to talk about some IELTS processes, the grading processes today. So I'm curious, though, about the cold brew process. Why does it take so long?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think they use like the nitro system, which injects something, kind of like, I guess, air into it. To be honest, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I do know that my brother could answer this question very well because he has it on tap at his house. He has this tap system set up. Yeah, he like set up this whole tap system. Such a bro, right?
That's rad.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Because isn't he like an engineer or something?
That's exactly right. So that's why, right? He's got to always get down to the nitty gritty scientific piece of things. And
that is funny. I have a friend who's a researcher, a medical researcher, and she's super nerdy science person also. And she is also very particular about her coffee. Lots of processes. Okay.
Interesting. So
we are going to explain to you guys exactly how you are awarded your scores. What is the process? Who looks at it? Who is grading what in your speaking and writing? I've had a couple questions from students in our course regarding speaking. And then Lindsay had a question about who grades the writing. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a question. I could actually read this question so that our listeners can start to envision the question. Should we do that?
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. All right, this is a question from Marco from Italy. So he says, I'm a fond follower of your podcast for more than a year. Awesome.
Awesome.
And he says, I can't help but listen to your shows every day. It's amazing and supernatural. Wow.
Supernatural. Okay, Marco, do you know that is my favorite show of all time? Because you couldn't have nailed that compliment more. Okay,
that, continue. I've never received that compliment before. That is so cool.
That's awesome.
All right. So he says, I'd like to ask a question about the IELTS writing section. I'm wondering if I sometimes use the same vocabularies in the two tasks. Can it affect my score? The examiner will look at how many times I've used the same word overall in the two tasks, or will the examiner look at the two tasks as separate pieces? Right. I hope that my explanation is clear. Best wishes, Mark. Marco. Oh, very good question.
Okay. That is an awesome question, guys. And no, it does not affect your score at all. So this is really important to know, right? This is one of those sort of nebulous parts of IELTS where students just aren't quite sure what's happening behind the scenes. Right. So guys, even originally, right, one examiner would look at your task one and your task two, like both of them. But even in that case, guys, they are graded in isolation. I think the process of the examiner might vary, but I think the easiest process that most examiners use is they'll grade all the task ones and then go and grade all the task two. So they're not going to compare your essays, right? Yeah. They're not going to look and be like, oh, this person just only knows this many amazing words or whatever. It does not affect each other at all. In fact, the examiners don't even like look at the names at the top. It doesn't matter, right? They just look at the essay, okay? So there's that. But a sort of recent change is that what most test centers do, guys, is they split it up. So there is no chance of that even anymore. One examiner will grade your task one and a different examiner will grade your task two. So there is no danger of anyone knowing what you did on both tasks. So yeah, regardless of which procedure your test center follows, the examiner's not going to look at your two essays back to back. That's not going to happen. Okay.
That's probably a good thing. Yeah. I think that's probably a good thing that they did that. I could avoid bias, right? Between moving between task one and task two.
Exactly. Well, I think that's why they changed it, right? Because IELTS is always, you know, I admire the way IELTS is willing to adjust procedures to make it more fair, to make it more valid, right?
Yeah.
This test has been around forever. It's from two institutions that have been around forever, Cambridge and IDP. But they're still trying to evolve with the times, right? Question types will become more common than others. We've talked about how the mixed question type in task two is now becoming more common. And I think because everybody figured out, you know, all the candidates knew argument, opinion, problem, solution. And so we don't want that to be too easy, right? And so IELTS is changing that a little bit by having more mixed question types. So it does change, guys. And that is the value of listening to us and also being in our course, because as the test changes, we change our course, right?
Yes.
Everything in there directly reflects the most current standards of IELTS. So I think that's one of the biggest benefits about being part of a brand like ours is we're also willing to change, and we can. Good day, IELTS Energy listeners. I hope you're having a wonderful one. If you want all the secret tips and tricks and strategies guaranteed to increase your IELTS scores, don't wait. Don't hesitate. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Love that. So valuable, because there are courses out there that just stay the same, especially in textbooks, courses that just don't change, don't get updated. And that's a liability, guys.
I've had, like, in some of the personal coach sessions, I'll be sent, you know, their essays to look at before we talk. And sometimes I'm looking at these questions and I'm like, where did they get these questions? This would not be on IELTS today. Like, some of these task ones are so complicated. Like, there's no way you'd see this on the test. And, like, they're from textbooks. They're from IELTS websites, you know? And so, it's hard to know what reflects current standards or what is acceptable or appropriate. Just stick with the resources you can trust and the most up-to-date ones. So, definitely. Just as a last note about who is grading your writing, right? So we already said that a different examiner will look at your task one and your task two. Now, how many times does it get graded? Because if you guys have looked at the IELTS answer sheets, you know that there is space at the bottom for two examiners, right? So that doesn't always happen, guys. Usually, it's just one examiner that grades it. Sometimes they get flagged for various reasons, and an additional examiner will grade it. Maybe the examiner is getting checked, and there'll be like an examiner trainer, like a higher up authority, who is going to grade your essay a second time. But that's not about you. That's making sure that examiners are doing their job well. So that should give you comfort, because we're always checked also, right? So the scores are going to be valid. But also sometimes if there's a huge difference in your score, like you get an 8 in listening and a 5 in speaking or something, then your speaking exam might be graded again because that score doesn't make sense. Or like a huge difference between reading and writing. So there are times when it'll get graded twice, but usually not.
Okay, so it's good to know these inner workings of the exam so we understand, I mean, what we can do and what we can't. Guys, you know, there's a system that flags things and you're well-checked and, you know, this is a valid exam. So all you guys have to do is learn what the examiner wants and give them that.
Exactly. And then we don't have to worry about stuff like this. I mean, like, I'm not giving away any IELTS secrets today. I think having this knowledge, it's not going to change your score, but it will make your practice more efficient because you're not worried about this other stuff that you don't have to worry about, you know?
Exactly. I love that.
Okay, so speaking, guys, who grades you? What is that process? So the examiner you talk to on your speaking exam, that's the person that grades you. Okay. And I get asked that a lot. And like, why is it recorded then? Good question. Because again, sometimes you will be graded more than once. And you know, it's not always about you or your performance. It's no reflection on you. The examiners have to be double checked. Sometimes their scores have to be sent to Cambridge for people to make sure that we're doing our job, that examiners are doing their job. So Yeah, sometimes it will be double checked. That's why it's recorded. And I think this just goes towards IELTS just being such a valid test. They're really just backups and backups. Just in case something goes wrong, that's why it's recorded. So you really don't have to worry, guys. Like, IELTS does all it can to make the whole process fair.
And I think also probably would they use that for a rescoring when someone submits for a rescore, a recheck? Would they use that?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So that's the third time, right? I don't usually recommend that you guys pay for having your exam rechecked. You don't have to do the whole exam recheck anymore. I think most test centers do say, okay, you only want an inquiry into your speaking test. Okay. And you could just do that. But still, you have to pay for it, guys, and it's not cheap. And there's no guarantee that your score is going to change. I mean, If you take away one thing from today, it's that examiners are held to high standards and they're highly trained, always checked, and your scores, by and far, 99% of the time, are dependable. Like, that is what you deserved on the test, right? So the recheck does not always yield results. And I think, because it's a long process, you have to like submit paperwork and then wait, like, I don't know, at least 2 weeks at least. So instead of doing that, just work on your performance and learn more and do better next time.
This could go to the you don't know what you don't know thing, because sometimes when we're right. so overconfident that we deserve a rescore, it's possible that we don't know about something that the examiner's looking for that totally. We needed to include. And that would end up being a complete foolish waste of money. If we don't even know exactly what the examiner wants and we think we need a rescore because we don't actually know right. what the criteria was very well. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. That's why the most efficient way to improve your IELTS scores, guys, is to work backwards with us. Start with what the examiner expects. So that way, everything you do from then on is directly connected to your score, right? There's no waste of time. There's no just filling hours of study, trying to justify that you're improving when you're not. You have to be able to look at everything you're doing and think, okay, I'm doing this because I'm increasing my fluency, right? That's mm-hmm. why we talk out loud to yourselves. Or I'm doing this so I can increase my informal vocabulary. That's why I'm watching this movie. I really think being explicit as motivated adults, busy adults, being explicit about why you're doing whatever English thing you're doing and directly connecting it back to IELTS, that's motivation. That's how you know you're doing your best, you're working hard, and you're not wasting your time. So everything in the study plan, our study plan, right? No matter if it's read the newspaper or go to this website, it's all directed to the IELTS scores.
Yep, you got it. I love it. But I love these questions. You know, thank you to Marco for this question. And guys, yeah. keep sending in your questions. You know, send them in to Lindsay at allearsenglish.com. We'll keep them. We'll answer them on the show. As many real questions we can get. You know, it's just better and better. Yeah.
Totally. Yes. We love your questions, guys. And I mean, shoot, this is episode 524. So we love coming across questions that we haven't done before. Right? Yep, so yep. no matter how far out you think your question is, it could be an episode. We could read your name and feature your story on an episode. So no matter, don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Every question is valid.
You got it. There we go. Awesome. So guys, send in your questions. We'll try to cover them as soon as possible and jump in our course, awesome. Guys. We just put up a brand new video to show you all the cool things you get in our course and why it will change your future. Really, it'll change yes. your life track, your life vision. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and check out that video.
You know, today's Valentine's Day here in America, and what better way to celebrate Valentine's Day than planning for a lovely future? Okay, oh, I had to connect it back to Valentine's Day somehow.
Yeah, there you go. Your partner is looking for a better life, right? Maybe a better place to live. You could give that to your partner and your family potentially, right? That could be a nice Valentine's gift to tell them that you've decided to take IELTS and you've enrolled in a course. That's pretty awesome, right?
Ooh, or buy this course for your loved one. That could be the Valentine's Day present is our course.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Oh, I love it. Okay. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Check out our new video, guys. We have a lot of information there, a lot of inspiration, because that's what we keep in the forefront, right? We need to know why we're improving and that it's possible. So at the very least, just check out that video. You can see that it is possible for you. And then get into the course, get into that personal coach package, and I will personally work with you on Skype.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. We'll be back next week. Jessica, have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks. You too. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.